Saturday, May 22nd. We had a 9 a.m. call in Trump Tower for the resolution of the restaurant assignment. I took the elevator down and met Carolyn Koepcher and Bill Rancic. We were looking forward to seeing what had been accomplished by the two teams. The women's team earned a combined Zagat rating of 57, while the men received a rating of 61. They were rated in three categories: food, decor, and service. The descriptive portion of the rating said the women appeared to be uptight stewardesses, while the men were hot eye candy waiters, plus they scored higher in decor and service than the women. For once, it appears that the men beat out the women in sex appeal, and once again, the men's team won. Their prize was a great one. They would go over to Rudy Giuliani's new office at Times Square and have a discussion with the man himself. Ducking the crowds outside of Trump Tower proved to be another highlight of a busy morning, but we were beginning to get used to it. I even rolled down my window and waved. Noel, my driver, is all business, however, and he cut the episode short. We took off down Fifth Avenue. After the article came out describing me as the Elvis of business, my security team took to saying, "Elvis is leaving the building," whenever I was on my way out. I'm sure Noel was behind that, so I asked him to put the word out to stop those announcements. They did. Now they say, "Mr. Trump is leaving the building instead." We arrived at Rudy's offices high above Times Square, an area that is now thriving due to Rudy's vigilance and foresight, and we were met by Rudy and his lovely wife, Judith. I made a brief introduction and then left the rest to Rudy. True to form, he generously gave over an hour of his undivided attention to the candidates and their questions, and then gave them a tour of the mementos in his office, such as the Wilkinson sword given to him by Queen Elizabeth II when he was knighted, and a painting of St. Paul's Chapel near the World Trade Center, which served as a refuge for the rescue workers and remained miraculously unscathed during the terrorist attack in 2001. After hearing about the candidates' restaurant assignment, Rudy told them that the toughest job he's ever had was being a waiter. That as a young man, he had wanted to be either a priest or a doctor. That he was initially a poor public speaker, which he finally remedied by backing away from the podium and his notes and just talking to the audience. That he sees business leadership and political leadership as being the same. That he has a sign on his desk that reads, "I'm responsible." And that he thinks leaders are made, not born. But of course, you have to be born first. His advice to the candidates was to find a good role model, a great example in life. For him, Joe DiMaggio was one, because he led by example. So was Winston Churchill, whom he used as a model when he was a student and also when he was mayor, for the simple reason that Churchill knew how to focus and would concentrate on the solution of a problem rather than the problem itself. Rudy also believes you can train yourself to be an optimist. Pamela asked about women leaders he has admired, and Rudy mentioned Margaret Thatcher and Golda Meir. He also advised the group to find out what's really important to them first, to know their own core, and to get on top of every day before it gets on top of them. Being mayor of New York City taught him that one. If 1 inch of snow fell, he would receive calls because the plows weren't out yet. You can't plow 1 inch of snow, but don't try to tell New Yorkers that. After the discussion, all the candidates asked him questions, and he signed books for them and walked them to the elevator. What a memorable morning they had with one of the great men of our time. We thank Rudy for that.